بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، inshallah in this period we'll be discussing, one is with regard to the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which as we learn in our kalima taught by our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that our object is la ilaha illallah. Our object is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has created us and we should love for Allah Ta'ala. But how to love for Allah? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Where Allah Ta'ala has sent the practical example, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. So if a person just reads whole life, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, but he doesn't add Muhammadur Rasulullah, his life will be totally incomplete. And he might even go into deviation and the wrong path. So extremely important if we want to get connection with Allah, and more important than that, you want to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you want the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or if you think you got the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then, oh my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, that tell my servants and your ummatis that fattabi'uni, just follow my way of life. And the way of life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, Hazrat Mu'an Abra al-Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, that sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa hai. That the way of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Wasallam is the complete and perfect way of life. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. It's not only just the perfect way of life, it is the most beautiful way of life. You can't get a more beautiful way of life than the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in this modern world, in the deception of shaitan, we get fooled and we get attracted to the terrible ways of fashion, etc. Whereas the most beautiful, the perfect way of life is the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And together with that, Sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa. It is the most simplest way of life. The most simplest way to do anything is the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's the most beautiful way and the most perfect way. So very, very important that we have to learn the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah grants us the knowledge of every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala grants us the great love of every sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even those sunnahs that perhaps we can't practice in our time, like traveling on a camel, etc. But the love of it should be in our heart. And we should desire that, I wish I could also travel like Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the love of every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to practice on every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then to pass it on to the entire world, we make our intention. And whatever we can do, Allah will reward us accordingly. That will be one aspect we'll be discussing, inshallah. And then the second aspect, as we see, to get connected to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala says, Faskuruni, you make my zikr, you remember me. Actually, I am remembering you. That is why I'm giving you tawfiq to remember me. So, and we see in our zikr, that few poems are being read, that is not the main object of the zikr, but that is to enhance our concentration. And that is to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that the zikr I make, let this reality come into my life. That it is not just I'm finishing a tasbih of La ilaha illallah, but what reality must go into my heart, that must come into my heart. So when we make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, one is, we try and have wuzu, that cross-legged, facing the Qibla, and with total concentration. And that is why Hazrat explains to us that do it at that time where your mind is at ease, you're not tired, you're not feeling sleepy. Otherwise, zikr is to remember Allah, but we are unmindful and we are sleeping. So that is very, very important that take out that time that a person is fresh and he can concentrate. And the second thing is, concentrate, there are many type of meditations we can make. But one meditation is, that when you saying La ilaha, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, it comes in the hadith, like when the wind blows, we see the grass, the long grass in the open field, how it moves.
The Sahaba used to move their body when they used to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So from your waist downward, slightly you move your body to the right, and when you say La ilaha, just think that I'm expecting everything from my heart, that all the thoughts I've got, my business, my degree, or this one will give me honor, etc. If I got this house, I'll be in comfort. All those things are wrong ideas. All those things I'm taking out from my heart. And when you say illallah, move slightly towards the left, and that I'm putting only Allah in my heart. And when Allah comes in the heart, then what can a person say? Then a person will realize what is the enjoyment of life and the reality of life. And another meditation is, when a person makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no barrier between you and the arsh of Allah. You said, La ilaha illallah, here, immediately it's gone to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And the arsh of Allah Ta'ala is where all the treasures, the special treasures of Allah Ta'ala are. So from there, a column of nur, a spiritual light is coming into my heart. Then a person will be able to see the real deception and what is the deception of this world. And a person will be focused towards akhirat. So that is why when a person makes zikr, then one of the poems that we read, we'll just translate the first line here, that we say, Dil mera ho jaye ek medane hu. That, oh Allah, just heart of mine, that is filled with all different thoughts now, because living in the environment, and all the different types of bombardments, of advertisements, etc., has filled my heart. Oh Allah, empty my heart of all that. Let my heart become an open field. Clear my heart of all these thoughts and all these wrong ideologies. And what should be in my heart? Tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho, tuhi tu. So a person is making zikr, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Said, oh Allah, take out all these things from my heart. All these things that has come, empty my heart, and now you come into my heart. And in this way, when a person reads this poem lightly and just ponder lightly, that Allah Ta'ala will be coming into my heart, then a person will get the reality of life. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then this period particularly is set out for what is called a period of Anwarus Salah. Anwarus Salah is that the beautiful light of Salah. In what regard to this, first of all, we learn that Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar wala zikrullahi akbar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find how to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made it very, very easy. Allah ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, then those who followed in their footsteps, and those who followed in their footsteps, and till today the chain carries on, and in the company of our mashayikh, our pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that will show us how to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our main object and purpose of life, not just to pass life. Life is passing in any case, but we have to make our life. How to make our life is get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find mashayikh, particularly in the month of Ramadan Sharif, although they are so engaged throughout the year, they are engaged in great work of deen. Either they are teaching deen, they are traveling to teach people the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the month of Ramadan Sharif, particularly they sit in itikaf and they give time to their murideen, that is people who want to learn how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of the mashayikh, we find one special period that they used to have in the time of itikaf was a period on how to learn how to perform salah. Because this is the salah which Allah Ta'ala has given us, especially given a great gift to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the occasion of Mi'raj. In other words, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam right till the arsh, and there Allah Ta'ala presented it on a golden tray, and Allah Ta'ala gave the salah to all of us. So actually, the salah is the way how to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But how to get this connection? We have to know what is salah all about. We have to learn what is salah all about. And as we learn, we find our Hazrat also, when he started this program of ittikaf, then it came in the heart of Hazrat that we must do this one subject. Then Hazrat was looking for a kitab in his library to see which kitab can be put into this subject, into this slot, in other words, into this period. And as Hazrat was looking for, then Allah Ta'ala made it such that one small kitab, which was known as Anwarus Salah, Hazrat, this kitab just came in the hands of Hazrat, which shows that Allah inspired that this kitab should be taught in this period. And Anwarus Salah, this kitab that we will be discussing inshallah, which from the kitab, the name itself tells us that Anwarus Salah, that the real light, and not only one light, many spiritual lights will come in the heart of a person when a person starts learning what Salah is all about. Otherwise, we are reading Salah many years, and even we learnt our Salah in our maktab days, but after that we just carried on, and I think I'm reading Salah. But when we come to know the reality of Salah, what is Salah all about, what is going to deliver, what we will get from Salah, then a person now with shock, with zawk, with enthusiasm, and with eagerness, you'll be looking forward. And that is when you'll understand that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that they're one of the persons who will get shade on the arsh of Allah, under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, is a person whose heart is connected to the masjid. Because now you know what salah is all about. Now you just want to be in salah all the time. So Hazrat started teaching this kitab in many years ago, as the Itikaf program has commenced for many, many years, and we should make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah Ta'ala has kept for us in this time and age such great mashayikh like our Shaykh to guide us and to teach us this great path how to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. And this is why Allah has given us life. That Allah has given us life for this very, very valuable gift, and that is to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this kitab has been taught, actually this kitab was a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi was a very great mujahid in the time when the British were ruling India, and he even went out in jihad with the ulama, and he became Shaheed also. On one occasion, he gave this great bayan about what Salah is all about. And then this bayan was written down in old Urdu, which was quite difficult. But then it wasn't promoted so much. So this kitab became, so to say, extinct. But then one of the great khalifas of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, people requested and encouraged him that this kitab should be reprinted. The kitab, the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, should be reprinted, and people should come to know what is the real great gift of Salah all about. So Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a great khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, then he rewrote this kitab in more simpler Urdu, and he just added some more important footnotes, and so that everybody, the whole ummah, can benefit. And that this kitab was printed, and alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate that we have this kitab in front of us, and we can learn, and we can try and realize what is the reality of our life. And very, very important is that a person, sometimes you think that, no, I sat in itikaf a few years, we did this kitab already, so I'll just sit and pass my time. No, a person should not sit with that intention. Because every time a person comes in the company of his mashayikh, this is not my bayan, it's not the lesson I am giving, this is what we have learned from our honorable Shaykh in my most broken way, while trying to present it, actually it is for my own Islah. It's my lesson that we are just making muzakara so that we all can learn about it. And the more a person, whenever you come in the company of your sheikh, in the majlis, don't think that, I heard this already. Any example also Hazrat is giving, I heard this already. Every time you hear it with an open heart, you'll see you'll get a new lesson. And you'll see it will affect your heart in a different way. So exactly the same. Even if a person heard this kitab before, you sat in itikaf, don't think, no, I sat for this lesson, so it's fine. I'll just sit and pass that I can catch some 40 wings, etc. Or in Urdu they say, sursari taught, but you just listen to it lightly. No, a person should concentrate and a person should pay full attention and devotion that this kitab will teach me how to make my whole life valuable and how to give me direction of life. So this is actually what is the object and purpose of this kitab, Anwarus Salah, that Hazrat has taught us. And this kitab has to be discussed so that a person can realize and understand that why Allah Ta'ala has given us life, how to lead our life, etc. And from Salah, this great gift that Allah Ta'ala has given us, a person will see what connection you will get with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And like in our daily life also, a person doesn't say, I had breakfast, yesterday I had cereal, the day before I had my cereal, I ate eggs, so I'm no more going to eat that. No, every day you eat the same breakfast, and you don't squeal about it. So exactly the same in our deen, we have to repeat it all the time. And we see so many years, we are hearing the same thing, but still it didn't come in my life. Why? We have to be repeating it all the time. And that is why one important aspect here, as we all learn, is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it is repeated all the time, then slowly it will go down into the heart. Then a person will start realizing reality. Otherwise we listen, so many things we have heard, but we still haven't even entered the surface of our mind also. We just take it for granted. So it is extremely important that a person understand and realize that how important the subject is of learning about our salah. As we will learn that in the introduction of this kitab already, Sufi Iqbal Sahib is mentioning that the salah, what is the reality of it actually? The reality is suluk. Suluk actually means, that is the path towards Allah Ta'ala. To tread the path towards Allah. So Allah has sent us here in this world, and a person should realize that when you come in the world, you just didn't come here and passing your life, you're on your journey. But where is your journey? If a person is traveling, like our Shaykh says today, that many times a person, especially youngsters, they're just driving around. You ask them, where are you going? No, we're just going for a drive. That means they don't even know where they are going. They have no direction in their life. So we should see myself that my life, since I became mature, do I know where I'm going? I'm on my journey all the time, but I don't even realize. So I must realize I have to come on the path of suluk. That is that path that is going to lead me to Allah. And that is where I have to go. My journey is towards Allah Ta'ala. And everybody who came in this world, nobody got left behind. Everybody finally had to leave the world. And fortunate are those people that were on the right path, and the person who is following this path of suluk is called a salik, a person who walks the path of the towards Allah Ta'ala, and to walk this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautifully the pious mashayikh have mentioned on behalf of all the sheikhs, they said, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein, hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That on your own, alone, you won't able to walk this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. That, O people, to get connected to Allah Ta'ala, the first thing is, bring iman in Allah. Recognize who gave us life. Not today what all the wrong ideologies are being portrayed and being taught in schools, etc., even in Muslim schools, with the Darwin theory of evolution that we were first monkeys and then we became human beings. No, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا. We created insan. We gave you life. We are looking after your life. And why we gave you life? So that you come and get connected to us. In other words, Allah send us in this world to enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and think, who gave me this ni'mat? And then finally, our real life is akhirat, where Allah Ta'ala will give everlasting enjoyment, provided that we tread this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So a person who is treading this path of suluk, so the pious servant said that we are treading this path, we followed in the path of our pious elders, they taught us this way to Allah Ta'ala, so you just hold our hands and you will also reach Allah Ta'ala. So we have to hold the hands of our mashayikh, our shaykh, etc. and learn how to walk on this path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the actual object and purpose of our life is suluk, and another name for this is called tasawuf. Tasawuf is actually in that a person becomes what is called like a Sufi. In other words, you get disinclination from this world. Tasawuf is from the word suf, that we find the pious servants of before, they used to wear very simple clothing, like woolen type of clothing, not worried like us today, we are too worried, my clothes must be proper ironed, etc. And we are too worried that what degree my scarf must be sitting on my head, etc. So that makes a person totally unmindful. And so much so that we see even in Salah, now a person is worried that is my scarf in the right direction, etc. Is my jubba right, etc. So that is not, then you won't reach Allah Ta'ala. You'll be in Salah, but you'll be going in the wrong direction. So tasawwuf is actually the part of those humble people, those simple people that were totally disinclined from this world, and they loved a very simple life. And this is actually the people that are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. The connection of those people who want to be connected to Allah. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that these were such people that you don't worry to be up to date. That like people of this world, they think that they are progressive, but actually they are going backwards. That they are too worried, I must be dressed properly. And today in the name of Deen also, that our Islamic clothing also has become full of fashion today also. That the type of clothing we wear, all the logos on our kurta, etc. And then we are too worried, it must be ironed in there properly, etc. So we are not on the path of suluk. We think we are going towards Allah, but our direction is still incorrect. Those that were simple people, outwardly they look very simple. But where they were close to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. They were in the heavens, and here we think, like Hazrat says, you are too worried to be up to date. You are, your clothes, everything must be properly, but you are not worried of your expiry date. Worry more of your expiry date. So this is the path of those people who are called the Sufis, and that is why another name in this time and age is called Tasawwuf. This is no new subject that our Indian ulama, etc., have brought about. This is the same subject that was taught by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that is from Allah Ta'ala directly to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. There is a hadith called Hadith-e Jibreel, which is a very famous hadith, that one time Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam teaching us that if you want deen, how you should learn deen, you have to sit in front of your ustad with utter humbleness, with utter respect. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and sat in the attayyat position, right in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He came in the form of a human being, his knees were actually touching the knees of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and then he taught, he asked few questions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Mal Islam, what is Islam all about? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, and then after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, he even said that you gave the right answer. Sahaba was surprised that this is a first person. He is asking a question and he's telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you gave the right answer. And then he asked another question, what is Iman? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the answer towards Iman, etc. And then he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mal Ihsan? And this is the actual name of the Tasawwuf, is Ihsan. That is, what is Ihsan? In other words, that you build your life in such a way that anta'budallah, that you love like such a slave, and you make the ibadat of Allah, you become such a slave of Allah, that you worship Allah as if Allah ta'ala, you are seeing Allah. And if you can't imagine that you are seeing Allah, then know very well that Allah is watching us. And Allah is seeing us, whatever we're doing, not only in salah, whether we are talking, walking, sitting, lying down, we are whatever we are thinking, Allah ta'ala is watching us. Allah knows fully, and this consciousness of Allah ta'ala, 24 hours, this consciousness has to come in my heart and all our hearts. This is why Allah gave us life, to be conscious of Allah. And when you're conscious of Allah, then that is the most enjoyable life that a person can get, to be thinking of his great beloved, somebody who gave you the greatest gift, and all nobody have to tell you, think of him. All the time you're thinking of him. So Allah who has given us life, just let me ponder and think, that today did I think, oh Allah, are you happy with me or not? Well, I'm just carrying on my life, and I'm just passing my life, and I thought, no, I made my salah, I made some tilawat, but did I make it with this worry and concern, that Allah is looking at me, Allah is happy with me, how am I making tilawat, how am I walking, how am I talking, etc. So it's no new subject, and like we see in this world also, as time goes, the same thing, but the name changes sometimes. Like many places, many countries, they got a long road. You see that long road has got one name, but because as the time went past, that same road carries on 5-6 kilometers, but after 1 kilometer you see the name has changed. But it's the same road. And after another few kilometers, again that name has changed. But it's the same road. So exactly the same. The tasawwuf is no new subject. The tasawwuf is the subject of ihsan. That is to build this connection in our life, that how we get connected to Allah Ta'ala. And how we start an ihsan, another name for ihsan is beauty. When you know Allah is watching you, then you want to do everything in the right way, in the most beautiful way. And how to get this? As the further mentions here, Suluk wa tasawuf or search, zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko ikhtiyar karne ka maqsad Allah Ta'ala ki rida ke liye nisbat-e-batini ka husool hai. That in order to first of all get connection with Allah Ta'ala, first of all you have to come on the path of suluk. You have to realize that I have come in the world to tread my life to meet Allah. To go on that path where I can be meeting Allah. And this is the path of tasawwuf, the path of ihsan. And what is this path all about? That the mashayikh, the sufis, the pious servants, the ulama-i rabbaniyin, they will teach us how to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. One is we make zikr of Allah, but what making zikr also we are unconscious of Allah. Many a times a person is reading Astaghfirullah also while driving, but you're still looking at woman in the street, etc. So that is not zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to learn from the mashayikh, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to make the zikr of Allah, become conscious of Allah, and for this they will teach us shaghal. Shaghal means spiritual exercises, spiritual training, like how we learn how to make our zikr, etc. So a person becomes conscious and a person comes to realize that in order to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to do this course of the zikr of Allah. My spiritual treatment has to take place, and this can't be done on your own. You need a sheikh to guide you and to do our spiritual treatment. And this part, Hazrat is saying, what is the object and purpose of the part of suluk? What is the object and purpose of learning this kitab, with regard to salah, etc., the main and important object and purpose of our whole life and everything in our life is rida. That is Allah Ta'ala's happiness. That Allah Ta'ala must be happy with us. That is the main thing. As Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The greatest thing is the remembrance of Allah, the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala is happy with us, that is the greatest gift a person can get. And how to get this reality? A person should understand and realize that the object of this kitab is not just to gain knowledge. The object of this kitab, rather it is that a person comes here to learn how to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for that, you need connection with a sheikh. Without a sheikh, you can't get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why our connection with a sheikh is not that a person just takes bi'at and now think, no, this is my sheikh. The main object of bi'at is what is called Islah, our reformation, our spiritual reformation. Tell us, spiritual reformation doesn't take place. That is all the wrong thoughts that have come in our hearts, etc. And our hearts are all totally in a different direction. As we see when we come into salah also, sometimes you're thinking of sport, sometimes you're thinking of your business, sometimes you're thinking of everything else. And that is what shaitan, when in salah also, he just waits 1 minute you are unmindful. And that is when we don't do a cause in the zikr of Allah, we don't do a cause in our spiritual reformation, then shaitan immediately sees we are unmindful and it diverts our mind to out of salah. And now we are somewhere else, totally gone for a whole journey. Like our sheikh says, my salah is like a person, your wife told you, take me for some shopping. You said, no, I got some work, I got other work, I have to go to the bank, I have to do this. She said, okay, drop me by the shop and you go do your banking, and then by then I'll be finished with my work and you can pick me up. So you go, you do your work, you pick her up. So exactly the same. We come for salah in the masjid, we just drop our body here. But the soul is roaming all over the show. The soul 1 minute we in the bank, then we are in the sport, on the sports ground, then we are somewhere else thinking of another woman, etc. Allah Ta'ala save us all. And then when the Imam makes salam, then we realize, oh, I'm back now, salah is over. So we were not here in salah. We were in the masjid, but just artificially we were in the masjid. So that is why the whole object and purpose is that not just to gain knowledge, but to gain connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that we need the company of a sheikh, and the whole object of learning the kitab and learning knowledge. One is outward knowledge. A person will get knowledge of deen from the kitabs also, but the reality of that knowledge is that your ma'lumat, what you know, becomes your ma'amulat. It becomes part of your life. That is, deen must become part of our life. Not just a person has got outward knowledge of deen, and thus you can get it from the Darul Ulooms. Normally you're sitting in the class, we see many students, they become outstanding students. They can give big, big bayans on many different subjects of deen. But after that 1 hour bayan or whatever, then they're in their own world, talking about sports, talking about politics, then not talking, we don't, whole day after that, we don't talk about Allah Ta'ala. So that knowledge is just called, one is ilme nabuwat and one is nure nabuwat. Ilme nabuwat is just the knowledge, and today sadly we have reached such a stage that everybody is just trying to get knowledge online. That online you'll get, that is information. You'll get information about deen. You'll even come to know about the Masail. But the reality of that knowledge won't come into your heart. The reality of this knowledge will only come into your heart when you have a sheikh, and from his heart that nur of iman, that nur of the connection and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala, and that nur of ihsan, that must penetrate your heart. Then you'll see a person doesn't just give a bayan and it's over. He doesn't practice himself. After that, he's not even thinking of Allah Ta'ala after that. He's not even talking about deen after that. When that nur of iman comes into the heart, and that comes into your heart, and like our Shaykh says, today with this online courses, etc., people are fooling themselves that they're becoming ulama, or they are learning deen. You are not learning deen, and you won't even get connection with Allah Ta'ala. And a beautiful example our Shaykh gives, that if a person, maybe the ulama might give permission, and they might say that today it is permissible, you can get married online. In other words, your bride is somewhere else in America, and online, maybe the muftis will say, but if can you ever get a child online? You can't get a child online. You need what is called hot sohbat. Even 2-3 minutes, you have to be close to your wife, then only you can get. So exactly the same. You might get knowledge of deen, you might learn what is suluk, but if you don't have connection with your shaykh, and you don't sit in the company with the intention, I want to reform myself, I want to correct my life, I want that nur of the love of Allah, and that taqwa, that connection with Allah Ta'ala that is in the heart of my shaykh, that will only come heart to heart. And that is why most important is to be present in the majlis. Allah has brought us here, especially in this time when Allah softens the heart, Allah has made the environment such that it is just conducive to our Islam. Allah has brought us here, we can't make enough shukr. We just have to make the correct intention that I sit here only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and to correct and purify my heart so that Allah Ta'ala can come in my heart. And I can get what is called as nisbat, as connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is extremely important, and that is what we have to realize, that a person cannot attain this, what is called nisbat-e-batini, this internal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is an outward connection. Nisbat-e-batini means that an internal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that special connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, that you know who is Allah. When you take Allah's name, you realize the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise it's like it. You have connection with some people, you meet them in the masjid, etc. You just meet them. You people come to your masjid also, you meet him. But somebody asks you, you know this person? No, I know, I meet him in the masjid. What's his name? No, I think they call him Babu Bhai. You don't even know his name properly. And such a connection is that if you phone that person, even you need help sometimes at night, you phone him, he's asking, who are you? I don't know, but you meet him every day in the masjid. So that is what is called general connection. Allah Ta'ala says, once you brought iman, then Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is so kind, Allah puts the hand or the crown of friendship on your head, that you are my friend, but you are on a very low level of friendship. Now create more and become a very close friend of Allah Ta'ala. Become that internal and close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now, if you are close friend of anybody, you have to phone him 12 o'clock at night. Immediately, you don't even have to tell him who you are. Immediately, he'll recognize your voice. Oh, Ahmad, are you phoning this time? What is the problem? What you need? So exactly the same. We have to build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, the moment we say Allahu Akbar, we lift our hand, even the malaika will say, Ya Allah, this voice is very common. And when a person, and the normal circumstances, you obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then when you're in difficulty and you lift your hand, the malaika will intercede that, oh Allah, this is a common voice. Please help this person. So how Allah Ta'ala's attention and focus will come to us. Otherwise, one is a person will have knowledge. You can give a big bayan on salah also. You can give a big bayan on sabr also. But when it's time for you to make sabr, then it is like zero. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Like an example our Shaykh gives, a person is working for somebody and the boss sent him to go bring the post. He brought the post, he allows him to open the post, also the letters. So he opened the letter, and in one letter he read that the boss's son has passed away. And so he felt very sad, and he didn't say directly to the boss. The boss said, why are you crying? Why are you so sad? He says, we lost a son. So the boss thought he lost his son. And he started giving him encouragement, make sabr, it doesn't matter, this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Then after a few minutes he said, it's not my son that passed away, it's your son. When he told the boss, it's your son, now the whole, his mindset changed. Now he went out of his mind and he felt uneasy, etc. So one is, that is this outward connection you got. When you got that internal connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you realize that whatever Allah Ta'ala does for me, there is only goodness for me. Jo Allah kare, to khair kare. Whatever Allah does, there is only goodness for me. So this is what we have to attain through this whole lesson that we will be learning, inshallah. The main important object is Riza Ilahi. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala can only be attained, which is called what? Nisbat-e-Batini. Internal connection with Allah Ta'ala. One is outwardly we standing in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but as I explained, it's just my body here, my ruh is gone somewhere else. So it is extremely important that a person realizes that the subject here that we are doing is not just a slot that has been put in and just to pass our time, but this is a very important aspect of our life. This will bring a whole change in our life, and it will teach us proper direction of life. And then further, what a person will attain, jiska matlab Allah Ta'ala se khususi hubbi ta'alluq. And what is the object of this? That a person gets a special loving connection with Allah Ta'ala. One is a person, you just know somebody, and one is you love somebody. When you love somebody, you can be anywhere in the world. Nobody is telling you think of that person. You are on a journey, you love your wife, your children, now you thinking what they must be doing. What they doing, and one phone call comes from your child, you in Umrah, but how now you thinking of them, and how you desisting. So this is that loving connection we have to get with Allah Ta'ala. When we get this loving connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then all the time a person will be concerned, is Allah happy with me? Is Allah Ta'ala, what am I doing? Is Allah Ta'ala pleased with me? So this is the main important task that a person realizes, that I have to get this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as we explained, this is the nur of Iman that will come into your heart. And so beautifully the pious servants have mentioned that this love of Allah Ta'ala is like a burning flame. And the flame won't just light up on its own. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. That the flame won't just light up like that. It is a burning flame in the heart of your Shaykh. Like if you got a candle and you want light, it won't just light up like that. When put it next to another candle that is burning, and see how your candle will start lighting up. And then you'll also get light. So Allah has brought us here, our hearts should get connected and lighted by the light of our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, and then see, as one drop of this love of Allah Ta'ala starts coming in the heart, then a person will just desire, I want more and more of the love of Allah. Then you'll realize the love of all these things of this world are totally useless. And that is why the Mashayikh, they make such an effort on us, that they see when we come here into this environment to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala, they see that our minds are all distracted. We are thinking of all different things. All of us, we should think of ourselves. I'm sitting here, but now I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of something else. So what the Mashayikh, how to draw our attention and bring us to one thought of mind. First of all, they will try and bring all your different directions of thought to one thought. Even if it is a dunya thing, that is, they bring your attention, turn your attention to loving one thing. That is, you love your car. Now they make you think about your car. Once your direction is only on that, now they will turn your direction towards Allah Ta'ala. Now think, who gave you that car? Who gave you? So now your direction will able to come right. So that is why when we come for Salah also, when we don't do this cause, then we see our direction is all over. And we don't even realize that I was in Salah. And that is why a person then feels that Salah is a burden. But once you do this cause and you get connected, then you realize, Allahu Akbar, that how, what enjoyment there is in the salah. Otherwise, it is like our Dada Shaykh gives a beautiful example that you got knowledge also, and knowledge you will get in the Darul Uloom. But in the Darul Uloom, you will become like a kawab that is unfried. When a kawab is unfried and you present it to somebody, they'll say, this is raw, how can I eat it? And that is why we find many ulama today complain, people don't respect us because we are still raw. We haven't become fried. Once you come in the connect, in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, now when that kawab becomes fried, you can get the flavor of it, the smell goes so far that Hazrat says even a Hindu will become a Muslim who says he doesn't eat meat. But when he smells that kawab, he wants that kawab. So when a person gets does the cause of the love of Allah Ta'ala from the mashayikh, then see, now you won't just be giving bayan from your tongue and saying very eloquent speech, that bayan will come from the heart. And that will affect the hearts of people. Like Hazrat Mu'tami Rahmatullahi, a great sheikh of his time, a great alim of his time, he used to say, before I got connected to my sheikh, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi, when I used to give bayan, I also used to shake on the mimbar. And it used to seem like the mimbar is also shaking. But nobody's heart used to shake. But when I started getting connection with my sheikh, and he started getting me connected to Allah Ta'ala, then I used to sit on the mimbar, very simply, give simple bayan, but the whole majma, their hearts used to shake. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that this is actually this whole course that we have to go through, and that is why it is so important that from the start of the subject, what time the period starts, that is all important aspects also. That is all the foundation of this course. We mustn't think that this is the main lesson, so I'll just come this time, before that I'll carry on reading my tilawat. No, from the time the period starts, 11 o'clock, Fazail Amal, all those things are being read. Those things are like the container. Without the container, how are you going to fill the reality of it? So those are the foundation and those are the important aspects. That is why a person should come on time with the correct intention that I want to get this nisbat and the happiness of Allah and this internal connection and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding.